You are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the Giants' anticlimactic trade deadline. They did not make a move. It was quite unexpected for me, but at the end of the day, I definitely do understand. Like, after watching all the rest of the moves around the league, to me, it makes all the sense in the world that this was the time and place where the Giants did not make a move. And I'm going to explain that in more detail, but basically what it means is that the rental market, the trade market for players whose contracts were expiring at the end of the season, just was not particularly strong. And so it went both ways for the Giants, where they weren't willing to take the tiny offers that teams were probably offering for their rental guys like Kevin Gausman. And likewise, the Giants were probably making tiny offers for rental players like perhaps Jackie Bradley Jr. And the Red Sox were not willing to take that tiny offer. So that seems to be what happened. It did look like a league-wide trend. So we'll talk all about it coming up on today's show. We'll talk about the Giants winning 2 out of 3 in Arizona as well. But first, I want to talk about Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. They've got tons of delicious flavors on their website, builtbar.com, where you can use promo code LOCKEDON and get $10 off your next order, even if you've bought them before with this promo code. But what I love about Built Bar is that they're completely delicious, completely healthy, and also amazingly high in everything you would want them to be high in, like protein. And I'm not exaggerating. The peanut butter bar, for example, has 19 grams of protein, only 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. It's just unheard of for a protein bar like this to be that delicious, that low in sugar, and that high in protein. And Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. So go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at builtbar.com. A little bit about me. I've been an off and on contributor for SB Nation's Beyond the Box Score and Fangraphs Rotographs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network in 2019. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan, so I've seen a lot of trade deadlines for the Giants. I remember as a kid, one year, it was the year the Dodgers traded for Greg Maddux, and the Giants did nothing at the deadline, and I was so upset. I just remember feeling so frustrated. I'm sure they had their reasons at the time, but it was really disappointing. And so I know that that's a feeling that a lot of people get when a team does nothing at the deadline, is like, wait, all that, you know, anticipation for nothing. But that's what happened. I don't think it should diminish like anything with this team. The vibe around this team was pretty darn positive after they won 2 out of 3 in Arizona. That is very much not to say they're a complete team and they don't need to make any trades. That's not the idea here. I think the idea is more that you're not just going to make a trade for the sake of making a trade. And the Giants probably had their eye on some short-term rental players, like Jackie Bradley Jr. would make a lot of sense. The Giants were rumored to be interested in him. That's why I keep bringing him up, by the way. They were rumored to have interest in Red Sox outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr., who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He does pretty darn well against right-handed pitching, about league average. I guess that's not pretty darn well, but also plays a really good center field and is a good base runner. So overall, a quality player to have in there when you're facing a right-handed pitcher. So that would make some sense for the Giants, because right now they're playing like Joey Rickard in the outfield against right-handed pitching. I think once Austin Slater comes back, the plan is to have him in there with Yastrzemski in center and Dickerson in left. But anyway, Jackie Bradley Jr. might have made sense for the Giants, but they're not going to offer a lot for 1 month of this guy, potentially less if the season gets shut down. It just doesn't make any sense. And so I'm sure the Giants were not offering a very exciting package to the Red Sox. And ultimately, the Red Sox just said no. I mean, it's certain that teams were interested in Jackie Bradley Jr. because of his status as a free agent at the end of the year and the Red Sox being non-contenders. They were definitely listening on offers for this guy, and they did not trade him. So that just is one of numerous examples around the league where teams did not trade a lot of their rental players. And the Giants, likewise, did not trade some of their rental players like Kevin Gausman. And beyond even the Red Sox situation, Kevin Gausman has value to the Giants this year. And so they absolutely needed to receive an offer that was worth giving him up and taking that hit to their postseason chances. Even though they might not be like their World Series aspirations are, I'm sure, pretty low. You're not just going to take whatever best offer for a middling prospect package that somebody presents to you just for the sake of doing it and losing Kevin Gausman, who's a key part of this rotation in the season's final 24 games. We're that close to the end of the season. And the Giants winning 2 out of 3 in Arizona increased their postseason odds, according to Fangraphs, to 39%. So if you think a 390 hitter has a pretty good chance of getting a hit, that's the chances of the Giants making the postseason, according to Fangraphs. And the other thing is, if you win a couple games, boom, your playoff odds might jump to 50% or higher. So they're very much in the race here. I know it's a really weird season, and it's the weirdest season we've ever seen. And even if you make the postseason, you probably get bounced out in the first round, maybe, playing a superior team. But it is a best out of three series, and so any old team would have a chance of winning such a series, especially if you have, you know, Johnny Cueto and Kevin Gausman. I know these aren't the best pitchers in the world, but we've seen that they can be dominant at times. So anyway, as I mentioned, the Giants won 2 out of 3 in this series in Arizona. Giants swept them in San Francisco, won 2 out of 3 in Arizona just a couple days later. So this forced the Diamondbacks to really sell here, and they completely gave up on this 2020 season after the Giants took care of business against them over the last 10 days or so. They traded Archie Bradley, they traded Starling Marte, and they traded some other pieces as well. So, season over for the Diamondbacks. Thanks for stopping by. So I want to talk a little bit about these three games. So we'll talk all about that and a little bit more in the second half of the show. Can the Guinness Book of World Records give 2020 world's greatest delay of game? Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier. Like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk a little bit about the Giants winning 2 out of 3 against the Diamondbacks over the weekend. It did not start off well, with the Giants falling 7-4 in the opener. They were shut down by Zach Gallen, pitcher the Diamondbacks picked up at last year's deadline, I believe. And he's just been great. So that looks like a really nice deal for the Diamondbacks, and he's probably the anchor of that rotation right now. So he really shut down the Giants. Tyler Anderson, a few days after pitching a complete game against the same team, ended up allowing 7 earned runs, 9 hits, and 4 2/3. The bullpen, though, was good after Anderson left the game, but ultimately just a forgettable game for the Giants. And then in game two, it was Trevor Cahill on the mound, and he pitched pretty well, except he had to leave with a hip injury. So the Giants are playing it by ear with Cahill's hip. He did have an MRI, but they do think he may be able to come back without missing too much time. So Cahill only went 3 1/3, and again, the bullpen was excellent. Harleen Garcia, Sam Coonrod, Trevor Gott, Tony Watson, and Tyler Rogers were scoreless the rest of the way after 3 1/3 from Cahill. So the bullpen very quietly, and they showed this graphic on Sunday's game, believe the Giants have the second best bullpen ERA since the middle of the month. And so that just goes to show you that bullpen results can be up and down. The Giants bullpen was so bad for a few days there, for a week or so there. And since then, they've been one of the best in the game. So welcome to baseball. You just can't really read into small samples, and it's just an up and down ride, and things get weird in small samples. Giants ended up with 13 hits in this game. Alex Dickerson had 2, Evan Longoria had 2, Brandon Belt had 2 hits and 2 walks. Brandon Crawford had 2 hits, Mauricio Dubon had 2 hits starting in center field. And he's looked good out there, by the way, and his swing looks better. So I remain a little bit optimistic on Mauricio Dubon. I don't think he's going to be a star, but he's looked a lot better as of late and looks like he could be a key complementary piece for this team in the final 24 games. On Sunday, it was Johnny Cueto on the mound for the Giants, and he was just fantastic. He ended up allowing a solo home run in his final inning of work in the 7th. He didn't quite finish out the 7th, but he was scoreless into the 7th inning. And once he left the game, the bullpen pitched scoreless innings again. Tony Watson, Tyler Rogers, and Sam Coonrod. So Sam Coonrod has just been a revelation this year. He was not this type of pitcher last year, but suddenly he's got some of the nastiest stuff in all of the game. Throwing 101 mile an hour fastballs with movement. On Saturday, he was throwing a 95 mile an hour slider. I know some people are going to say it's a cutter, but that pitch had horizontal and vertical movement at 95 miles an hour. And I checked on Baseball Savant to look at average fastball velocity leaders this year. And number one in the game, minimum 100 pitches thrown, 100 fastballs, I presume, is Sam Coonrod at 99.0 miles per hour. So, man, he rose through the ranks quickly, and on Sunday, he pitched the 9th inning in a 3-run game. So he got a save, his first career save. Weird thing about Coonrod, he doesn't get a ton of strikeouts, but he's just been really hard to square up with that high 90s fastball, low 100s. 95 mile an hour cutter slider pitch, and then he's got a like 90 mile an hour changeup. So I've been really, really impressed with Sam Coonrod, and he showed that even more so this weekend. Tyler Rogers again pitched another scoreless inning, and somebody online mentioned, and I picked up, that it was his 10th consecutive scoreless outing. So yeah, once again, the small sample of the struggles of Tyler Rogers proving to perhaps not be reflective of his true talent level. So Alex Dickerson had two more hits in this game, including a home run in the first inning. Good to see his bat heating up. They really need him. This game was tied. That home run that Cueto allowed tied the game in the bottom of the seventh, but then the Giants came right back with three runs in the top of the eighth. They've just shown an ability to be super resilient offensively. Crawford singled to lead off the inning. Wilmer Flores hit a double that put runners on second and third. Yastrzemski was hit by a pitch, and then Dickerson had a big single against Archie Bradley, and then Evan Longoria did the same thing as well, and that scored two runs. So the Giants ended up winning 4-1. They're two games under 500 with 24 games to play. They're just outside of a playoff spot, but I believe it's the Rockies who have the playoff spot ahead of them, and the Giants go to play the Rockies in a brief two-game series at Colorado the next 2 days on Tuesday and Wednesday. So if the Giants can win both of those games, they're going to catapult ahead of the Rockies, and they may have something like a 50% chance of making the postseason. So they're very much in the race here, and they're very much playing like a not terrible team. And I mentioned this on Twitter, going back to like May of last year, they're 72-71 over their last 143 games. So it's a large sample now of playing pretty decent baseball, and it's not insignificant. So that's a big, the Giants are not just going to sell off everything at this deadline. They're very much in the race, and I think it was the right move, assuming the offers weren't very strong for some of their rental guys. So anyway, we'll be back with another episode tomorrow. We're going to do a Q&A, so look out for the prompt on Twitter. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you enjoy the show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. Thanks so much for listening, and until then, we'll see you next time.